O waste of the great personality, I am not at all afraid of material existence, for wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining their families, society and countries. I am simply concerned with love for them. Purport. Throughout the entire world, everyone is making big plans to adjust the material, to adjust the miseries of the material world. And this is true at present, in the past and in the future. Nonetheless, although they make elaborate political, social and cultural plans, they have all been described herein as vimuddha, fools. The material world has been described in Bhagavad Gita as dukhalayam asaswatam, temporary and miserable. But these fools are trying to turn the material world into sukhalaya, a place of happiness, not knowing how everything acts by the arrangement of material nature, which works in her own way. Prakritih kriyamanani gunahi karmani sarvasah ahankar vimuddhatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, 27 verse. There is a plan for material nature, personally known as Durga, to punish the demons. Although the asuras, the godless demon, struggle for existence, they are directly attacked by goddess of Durga, who is well equipped with 10 hands with different type of weapons to punish them. she is carried by her lion courier, are the modes of passion and ignorance. Everyone struggles very hard to fight through the modes of passion and ignorance and conquer material nature, but at the end everyone is vanquished by nature's law. There is a river known as Vaitarani between the material and spiritual worlds, and one must cross this river to reach the other side, or the spiritual world. This is an extremely difficult task. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Daivi hesa gunmai mam maya duratya. The divine energy of mind, consisting of three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. The same word duratya, meaning very difficult, is used here. Therefore, one can't surpass the stringent laws of material nature except by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, although all materialists are baffled in their plans, they try again and again to become happy in this material world. Therefore, they have been described as vimuddha, the first class fools. As for Prahlad Maharaj, he was not at all happy. He was not at all unhappy, for although he was in the material world, he was full of Krishna consciousness. Those who are Krishna conscious trying to serve the Lord are not unhappy, whereas one who has no assets in Krishna consciousness and is struggling for existence is not only foolish but extremely unhappy also. Prahlad Maharaj was happy and unhappy simultaneously. He felt happiness and transcendental bliss because of his being Krishna conscious, yet he felt great unhappiness for the fools and rascals who make elaborate plans to be happy in this material world. Naivo dvije par durat tevai tarindyas tadvirja gayan maha amrit magna chitah सोचे ततो विमुख चेतस इंद्रियार्थ माया सुखाय भर मुद्वहतो विमुद्धान. दिस वर्स इज आल्सो इन कंटिन्यूएशन ऑफ द सेम सब्जेक्ट मैटर. प्रहलाद महाराज ऑफरिंग प्रेयर, प्रेइंग टू लॉर्ड नृसिंहदेव. प्रीवियस वर्स टॉक्स अबाउट प्रहलाद महाराज टाइप ऑफ रिक्वेस्टिंग नृसिंहदेव. माई डियर नृसिंहदेव, please deliver all the fallen conditioned souls. And for you, in previous verse talked of, you are requesting Prahlad Nrisimhadev. My dear Nrisimhadev, for you, it is not very difficult thing. It is very easy for you. You are the supreme like creator of this universe. You maintain this universe and annihilate this universe. Everything is done by you. So, liberating all the living entity is not difficult for you. So please deliver all living entity, conditioned living entities. As if Narsinghadev asked Prahlad, why, what is your concern about? Your personal, you are a devotee, I am very ready to deliver you. You will be saved. Why you are thinking about other person? You should not. Why your personal advance, spiritual advancement, I am here, I can give you. You can enter, you are eligible, already you are eligible to enter in the kingdom of God, in my abode. So then Prahlad Maharaj, naivo dvije par durat tevai tarindya. I am not disturbed at all. I am not afraid. Of Baitarani. Baitarani, there is a river called material existence. Between material planet and spiritual planet, between that very dangerous river is flowing, that is called Baitarani, insurmountable, very difficult to cross it. Prahlad Maharaj is saying that I am not afraid at all. I am not thinking about my own personal deliverance, mukti, because I will get it very easily. Tvat virja gayan maha amrita magna chita. Simply, I am engaged in your pure devotional service. I am simply singing and glorifying your pastime, your name, transcendental name. So, I am amrita magna chita. I am submerged in the nectarian ocean of bliss. So for myself, I have no concern. I am not afraid at all. Soche tato. I am lamenting. I am disturbed. I am in distress for vimuddha chetasa. Vimuddha chetasa means here Prabhupada translates fools and rascals. A foolish person. They have no Krishna conscious, they are bereft of Krishna consciousness. They are not Krishna conscious. Vimuddha, they are foolish person. First of all, I am thinking about the fools and rascals, foolish person. What they do, indriyartha, they are very much interested for sense gratification. Indriya artha, object of sense gratification, they are very much interested, they are trying their level best to get it, sense gratification. And another, maya sukhaya. Maya sukh means false. It appears that is happiness, but actually it is distress. For since we don't know the situation of material existence, maya sukh, to them it appears happiness, but actually it is distress. So for that reason, maya sukh, for false or illusory or temporary happiness, bharam udmahata, they are carrying a big, heavy load. They are loaded with very, very heavy load on their shoulder. For what? They want to sense gratification that they are never going to get it. The maya, the false, it simply appears as happiness, but actually it is distress. So I am thinking about them. Srila Prabhupada in this purpose talks about, Krishna says, Krishna described the characteristic of the material existence. The Lord says, Dukkhalayam Asashvatam. Of course, another name, Dukkhalayam Asashvatam Dukkhayoni. The manufacturer of this material existence, he claims, he says that this material existence, Dukkhalayam, storehouse of all dukkha, misery, Dukkhalaya. And another name Krishna says, Dukkha Asashvatam is temporary. It is full of all miseries, distress, dukkha, and same time it is temporary as well. Not only that, but it also it is source of further miseries. All in this material world, misery is there, distress is there, but it not that in limited quantity. That material world creates further suffering also. So the people, foolish person, who don't know the actual characteristic nature of this material existence, they want to, the different separate type of plans, many social plan, political plan, economical, they have planned arrangement, they want to turn this material world as a happy place, sukhalaya, a storehouse of hype, they want to, but they are not going to do it. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying that, I am thinking about, I am lamenting, I feel distress, I feel compassion of the living entity. Srila Prabhupada, towards the end of the purport, talks about a characteristics or quality of a devotee, that he himself, because he engaged in Krishna consciousness, personally he has no any distress. He is a very happy person. He derives unlimited pleasure out of cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Since he cultivates Krishna consciousness, bhakti, for that reason he is very much satisfied, very happy. But he always, simultaneously the devotee is very much distressed condition, when the devotee sees that other living entities are suffering. So this in Bhagavatam, Vedic literature, par dukkha dukhi, a Vaishnava is very much distressed condition to see the distress of all other living entities. And Srimad Bhagavatam, repeatedly this theme, this subject matter is described. One very much celebrated incident took place, the churning of a ocean. The one time devata, demigods and demon get together and they churn the ocean of milk. And then first thing by churning came out the poison. Very dangerous poison came out and it started to spread all over the surface of the earthly planet. And then every living entity, including demons and demigods, become very much disturbed. And then they approach for help to Lord Shiva. And the description is there that demigod, even Lord Vishnu was also present there. They requested that, my dear Lord Shiva, please save us from this dangerous condition. So Shiva spoke something.
because he has seen Parvati, Sati was also with him, his wife. So first, in order to pacify his wife, Sati, he talks something about the compassion of a devotee. So Lord Shiva is there, say, Kripayatah Pumsa Hari is pleased. A person who is engaged in welfare activities, or a person who is engaged in benevolent activities, the Lord is very quickly pleased. So Shiva was trying to impress, tell Parvati or Sati that I am going to drink the poison and it is my duty, because all other living entities are suffering. In order to mitigate their suffering, in order to destroy their suffering, it is my duty to drink the poison. And whosoever kripayatah punsa hari is pleased. Lord Vishnu becomes very much pleased. Immediately he becomes very much pleased. The person who is engaged in welfare activities for other living entity. So a devotee, even at the risk of his own personal comfort, or even at the risk of his own personal life, he tries his level best to save other living entity. This is a statement done by Shiva. Shiva was talking about. This is the nature of a saintly person, that he tries his level best to mitigate the suffering of all other living entity. And then towards the end of the incident, whole description is there, that Lord Shiva collected all the poison who was spreading all over the surface of earthly planet. By his mystic yoga, mystic power, Lord Shiva collected all poison in his palm and he drank it in order to save the other living entity. And then there is comment about this incident by Sukadeva Goswami himself. He said, Tapyante lokatapena sadhava prayaso jana. Praya, almost in all situation, sadhu, saintly person, they are very much, they accept voluntary inconvenient in order to save other living entity. And then paramaradhanam tathi purushasya akhilatmana. That activity, helping people in general, one who is engaged in welfare activity, that process, that paramaradhanam tathi, that is supreme method for satisfying the Lord. That is supreme welfare activity, supreme method to satisfy the Lord. Param aradhanam tathi purushasya akhilatmana. Purusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart, in the heart of every living entity, who is present in the heart of every living entity. So this is the supreme method, highest method to satisfy the Lord. Welfare activity we must do. And when the Prabhupada has written the purport there, Prabhupada talks about, of course, we should help people in general, in all regards. We should take care of their happiness. We should try our level best to make them comfortable in this material world. But it is also the law of karma that we can't change the destiny of any living entity. Karma we can't change. By any material activities, this may be highly elevated, but it is not possible to mitigate the suffering of other living entity. Avasyameva bhoktavyam kritam karma shubhashubham. If we have done subha or asubha, species or inspecious activity we have performed, avasyameva bhoktavyam, we must suffer or enjoy. This is law of karma. This is stagnant law of karma. We can't escape that one. राघव विपुलानंद जी की.
सो हाउ वी कैन हेल्प, हाउ कैन वी इंगेज आवर सेल्फ इन द वेलफेयर एक्टिविटी. द सुप्रीम वेलफेयर एक्टिविटी इज स्प्रेडिंग कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. इफ सम लिविंग एंटिटी दे आर स्ट्रगलिंग फॉर कल्टिवेशन ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस एंड वी डू सम हेल्प, वी डू हेल्प देम दोज पर्सन, वी सपोर्ट देम, वी हेल्प देम, इमीडिएटली लार्ड्स बिकम वेरी मच प्लीज. सो प्रहलाद महाराज हियर हिज कंसर्न वाज दैट ही वॉन्टेड टू हेल्प ऑल अदर लिविंग एंटिटी स्पिरिचुअली. फॉर दैट रीजन the other welfare activities are not so effective because the law of karma is there. If some living entity has committed sinful activities, so by any material arrangement we can't change the destiny of the suffering living entity. Only on the spiritual platform we can help. In Brahma Samhita, one verse appears, Brahma ji says that यस्त्वेन्द्र गोप मथवेन्द्र महोस कर्म बंधानुरूप फल भाजन मातनोति. इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड ए वेरी स्मॉल इंसेक्ट कॉल इंद्र गोप एंड इंद्र किंग ऑफ हेवन, एवरी वन गेटिंग हैप्पीनेस आर डिस्ट्रेस अकॉर्डिंग टू देर ओन कर्म. एवरी वन हैज टू सफर आर इंजॉय, बट ओनली जस ब्रह्मा जी से द कर्माणि निर्दहतु दहतु किंतु जो भक्ति भाजाम. बट इफ वी कल्टिवेट कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, वी इंगेज आवर सेल्फ इन डिवोशनल सर्विस, बाय द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस आवर कर्म इज कर्माणि निर्दहतु, इट इज कम्प्लीटली रिड्यूस्ड आर कम्प्लीटली फिनिश्ड. सो प्रहलाद महाराज हियर टॉक्स अबाउट कि आई एम वेरी मच कंसर्न, I am very much happy because I am engaged 24 hours in your pure devotional service. Tad virja gayan maha amrita magna chita. Tad virja gayan. I am engaged in glorifying you. I am always engaged in chanting your name, your glories, and same time I am also engaged in distributing Krishna consciousness all over the world. So for my personal sake, I am not disturbed at all. No udduje. I am not afraid of, I am not disturbed. But I am same time, I am very much disturbed. I am lamenting, I am so thinking about the person who has engaged in sense gratification. First of all, vimuddha chetasa. There consciousness is completely contaminated because they are searching for sense gratification. Indriya artha, for sense gratification, they are thinking about. They don't care for Krishna consciousness. They are always making different type of plan how I can become happy in this material world by sense gratification. And then here Prahlad Maharaj talks about characteristic of sense gratification, so-called sense gratification. It is maya sukh. Maya sukh means the false. It appears happiness, but actually it is not happiness, it is distress. A living entity, when our senses comes in the touch with sense object, a living entity, especially in the conditioned state of life, we derive a certain type of favorable situation that is called happiness. Certain type, when our senses come in touch with the sense object, then we derive, especially when you are conditioned state of life, we derive a certain type of favorable situation that is called in this matter happiness. But actually this is not happiness at all. Same today it is happiness, in next moment it turns into unhappiness, distress. So this is maya sukh. First of all, it is not happiness at all, it is distress. But out of our illusion, we derive a pleasure
But that pleasure is also temporary, very chanik. In fraction of minute, it goes away. So Prahlad Maharaj talks, this is the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj talks about that. Of course, here we also, the lesson we get that a Vaishnava, a devotee, we should accept voluntarily and that inconvenience, our personal inconvenience, in order to help other people who are struggling for Krishna consciousness. So if we help them to become Krishna consciousness, the Lord is immediately pleased. Kripayataha punsaha, a person who is bestowing mercy upon other living entity, then Lord is immediately pleased. This is the supreme method. Of course, one sense it is supreme welfare activities, spreading Krishna consciousness, helping people in general, and same time it is the most sublime way, the highest process, topmost process for satisfying the Lord. That reason why towards the end of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says that that devotee who spread Krishna consciousness, try to help other people becoming Krishna consciousness, he is the most dear devotee of me. So this characteristic, while Prahlad Maharaj is speaking, offering prayers, so in this verse also a characteristic of a highly elevated devotee, highly elevated personality like Prahlad Maharaj, it is also revealed here. They felt compassion for all other living entities. Daya is the most sublime quality of a Vaishnava.